to Robert in Baltimore. You're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Greetings from the land of the Super Bowl champions. I know it's – we haven't lived here for a year. I know it's NFL now where the fans are going to be depressed no matter what happens. I remember everybody here complaining last December how badly their team sucked. And I was like, you guys aren't too bad. You're going to go to the playoffs at least. And, you know, they won a Super Bowl. But tonight, late in that game, I had no confidence in the Cowboys' ability to stop the Giants. And when it was 4th and 2 with 2:49 left, I really was hoping Garrett was going to pull a Bill Belichick and just go for it.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because the other team's going to have 4 downs. They're going to go for it. I would rather have them have the ball on our 36. So if they score, there's at least a minute left or 45 seconds left.
What if there's 9 seconds left?
No, I'm talking the first time.
I know.
9 seconds, yeah.
What if there's 9 seconds left? What if they take that ball and eat up the rest of it, and that's your last possession?
No. I'm saying when we have, you know, when I threw that pass to Dez and he got tackled and got hurt, why didn't we go for it instead of punting?
Because it would have been an idiot move.
No, because if the Giants get the ball, because the first 40 yards at the end is always prevent defense, nothing's going to stop. You're just burning clock. And, you know, if they score a touchdown, at least we've got time to respond. And plus, we'll very likely get the 1.5 yards and the game's over. I just feel like in the NFL now, it's sort of who has the ball last is going to win.
Are you talking about when it was like 2:45 left in the fourth?
Yeah, 2:49 left, 4th and 2. I would have gone for it.
You know they're on their own 36, right?
Oh, dear God, Robert.
I know you are.
Robert, I'm sorry to say this. On a stupid scale of 1 to 100, that's at least a 99. I'm sorry.
I created a new stat tonight while I was on hold. We gave up 478 yards. They only had the ball
I don't
for
give a
minutes.
Damn. You don't give them the ball at the 36-yard line.
They were scoring. They averaged 20 yards per minute that they had the ball.
And by the way, the last time they had it, they went 3 and out.
That is true.
So you'd rather have them 36 yards from the end zone than 83 yards from the end zone?
Yes, because if they score, at least we have time to respond.
Oh, my gosh.
But, Robert, what if you don't have time to respond?
Well, then we lose.
No. Then you've made a catastrophically stupid call.
I know, and Garrett would probably have been fired on the spot. But, gentlemen, hey, maybe it's stupid. It's an hour later, so I've been drinking a little bit longer.
Robert, this has turned into the call of the night.
Yeah, this is the most truthful call we've ever had, and
attaboy,
I appreciate
Robert,
that.
See, alcohol does twist your mind a little, Robert.
It does. But hey, I want to say hi to my boys, Paul and Weldon, out there in Texas. I know they're listening. They love you guys.
Now, wait a minute. You're from Baltimore.
No, I'm from Dallas, where I grew up.
He just lives in Baltimore.
Oh, you just live in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I was thinking you've been drinking solid for 3 days now after that Thursday night game.
No. I can't get into the purple-colored team. I should. I know it's Flacco and... Oh, they've got a good owner and a good general manager. It just reminds me of what the Cowboys don't have. But I find myself rooting for the Orioles and the Orange. You know, I grew up burnt orange with the Longhorns. So I can do the Orioles, but not the Ravens.
Robert, it's 12 minutes after 12. It's Monday morning where you are. I'd put the glass down, pal, and get some
sleep.
Yeah,
stop drinking. Go to bed. You had to go to work tomorrow.
You've had 3.5 days to drink since the – anyway. Thanks, Robert.
Right.
See ya.
I'm just so glad we could change his mind so
Me
easily,
too.
You know? Yeah,
Me too.
You know what? I've been drinking. Okay. It's good.
I like an honest caller, though. You know, I have been drinking.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go to Mark and Snyder.